But the first of our live contenders is now waiting in Cheltenham. He's going to Skype over his broadcast to us.
Ian, we love him.
Got to give him a missed call when we want him to start. But it doesn't need too much introduction. This is Black Mass Plastics, and this is his 20 minutes of radiography. Oh, that's a good point, yeah. If you want to join the actual voting, then go to the Rave Idol section of the site, lfm.net/Rave Idol.
And if you don't, why don't you?
One, two, one, two, one, two. Black Mass Plastics, LFM, Rave Idol. Starting off the show, something new from Scorn Combat Recordings. Remix by myself coming in, right?
Dirty Needles 4, I'm going to get the shots right now.
Yeah, big shout out to Sam Wilde in the studio. And the control weirdness. Blake, you should have won a round, I reckon. So at least buy a round. I'm
Hey, thank you very much, Black Mass Plastics, getting us off with a bang. Out in Cheltenham, as he is, still clapping outside. Time to welcome our three panellists, as ever. Ronin of Headfuck and NFA. The Wirebug from Hecate Sound System.
Good evening.
And DJ Wrongspeed from Resonance FM.
Hello.
So, we've got to be quick, unfortunately, because there's a bit of a schedule this evening with such a short amount of time to play so many people. So, first off, let's start with Dan, because he's right up by the mic. Is that a live performance you thought would have gone well on your rig?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we like to be quite eclectic on Hecate, so there was solid fatness there from Black Mass Plastics. Obviously, it was a shame he wasn't in the studio, so we couldn't really see what he was doing. How live it actually was. It felt a bit clean to be completely live. I didn't really feel that he was like mixing things in and out, even though all the tunes were really quality. You know, there was fat bass lines there, and but it's just a shame that we couldn't see what was going on. And
that is in essence part of the live performance thing, isn't it? To be able to see the artist. But unfortunately, Ian has had a bit of a nightmare.
No, of course, that's understandable. At least he prepared something and sent it to us. Other eyes,
yeah,
haven't managed to do that much. What did you guys think?
Yeah, Tom, a performance that you thought worked well with radio.
Oh yeah, I definitely thought he was really tapping into the Future Sound of London lineage of, you know, sending stuff down a pipe. Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought he was did really well in the circumstances, and wouldn't go out of place, you know, on pirate radio in E3. Plenty of sort of chats and interaction, and you know, would have sounded brilliant if it come, you know, if he'd been here. So. But he probably played a little bit too many tunes, but you know, given that he's only got 20 minutes, can't really complain.
Can't complain that way. Right. And finally, Nick, based on his form over the Rave Idol season, mm-hmm. is this the sort of performance you expected from Black Mass?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's you know, he's quite versed in doing the odd radio show, the odd DJ sort of show and doing that sort of thing. So it was good. I thought it was a bit brave to put to play load of sort of heavy dubstep on over such a sort of bad connection. It was a shame that we didn't get to hear it in sort of full resolution, as it were. Sound like it's coming from Atlantis, you know, somewhere, which is, you know, I thought marred it a little bit for me, but yeah, he was doing what he was supposed to do anyway, so that was, yeah, it was good.